نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. And our topic for tonight, because our youngster is completing Quran Sharif, will be, what does the Quran Sharif tell us about the Quran itself? What does the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us and inform us about the Quran Sharif? Then what do the Sahaba and our pious predecessors inform us? Quran, if somebody has to ask us, what is the meaning of Quran? How many of us even know what is the meaning of Quran? Quran comes from the word Qarana, Qaf Ra Noon, Qaf Re Noon. So all the verses are attached to one another, all the surahs are connected to one another, so therefore it is called Quran. Some ulama have opined and said it's from the word qara'a, so which means to read, so therefore we should be reading the Quran Sharif daily and punctually, regularly. So we see the Quran Sharif has 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters. All you young hafiz here, you should know this much, 540 ruku. How many ruku? You shouldn't, how many? 540, very good. Sharpshooter, very good. So 540 ruku. So why 40 ruku? Because for Ravi Salat, when we read how many rakats? 20 rakats. Per rakat, if we read one ruku, so 20 rakats per night, so then on the 27th night, we will complete the Quran Sharif. In Fatawa Hindiya, which our ulama call Fatawa Alamgiri, it is mentioned, the Quran Sharif was, is, will always Al-Khalida Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra Lil-Nabi Al-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest miracle of Habibuna Mustafa Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was, it is, and will always be the Quran Sharif. Umar bin Khattab Amirul Mu'mineen Radiallahu Anhu Arda, before reciting the Quran Sharif, would take the Quran, kiss it and say, Hada Dustur Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Abu Jahl, you all know his name, but look at the son of Abu Jahl, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, sahabi of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, before opening the Quran Sharif, he used to kiss the Quran Sharif and say, Hada kalamullahi ta'ala, this is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So understand, my brothers, that the Quran Sharif is our constitution. Let me give you incidents in the light of Quran and see. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam one day tells Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, read the Quran Sharif for me. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, is amazed, astonished. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I must read upon you. Wa alayka unzil, and the Quran Sharif was revealed upon you. Uhibbu an astami'ahu min ghayri. Occasionally I love to read the Quran and hear the Quran from somebody else. So he started reading Surah Nisa, chapter 4. When he reached this verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئِنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئِنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَٰئِ شَهِيدًا. حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told him حسبك حسبك يا عبد الله stop stop so much jalal so much jamal so much kamal on the jasad athar on the mubarak body and the athar body of the master alayhi salam he did not look at the master alayhi salam he was looking down when he habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him stop he looked up he saw wa aynahu tazrifan the master alayhi salam was crying and weeping fa kayfa idha ji'na min kulli ummatin bi shahid What will happen on that day when you, the Anbiya and people will be brought to bear testimony against your own ummah? وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا You, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also will have to give testimony, evidence before your ummah or against your ummah in favor of them or against them. So which side of the fence will we be? Sing properly, brothers. Al-Qur'an hujjatul laka aw alik. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. The Qur'an Sharif will bear testimony for us or against us? Yea, in this continent of ours, Africa, what happened? Me and you are born Muslim. Me and you embrace Islam, some of us. But when we read the Qur'an Sharif, hardly you will find a person reading the Qur'an and the tears are rolling down. Chapter 5, verse number 83, the beginning of the seven juz, the seven supara, the seventh part of the noble Qur'an. The incident is taking place in Africa, in Habasha, in Ethiopia. And then Najashi is there, Negus is there, Ashama is his name. And he tells Ja'far radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's brother, Oh Ja'far, read the Qur'an Sharif for me. He reads Surah Maryam chapter 19. It comprises 98 verses. And when he reads Surah Maryam, Allah highlighting the rank status of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him. The rank status of Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, Jesus, peace be upon him. Maryam al-Azra, the virgin. Maryam al-Batul, the one who moved away from the metropolitan and went outside to the outskirts. She is known as Batul. She moved away from a toxic society. Wonderful name for your daughters and sisters. Al-Azra or Azra, virgin. Batul, the one who moved away from an impure society and went to a pure place. So these are wonderful lessons for us to learn. So they all are Palestinian. Jesus was a Palestinian, peace be upon him. Mary was a Palestinian. I'm using the English terms, biblical terms, because many non-Muslims are listening also. So it can become a means of hidayat for them as well. So understand when he read Surah Maryam, that is Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu anhu. These people are not Muslim, my brothers. They're not Muslim. But Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the beginning of the seventh juz, chapter 5, verse 83, Allah describes it. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ When they heard what was revealed to the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were weeping, sobbing, crying, because now they recognize the truth. They didn't say they want to make mashura and consult ABC. They didn't say they want to make istikhara and think about it. There and then they said, Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Ya Allah, record our And now immediately we bring iman on you, O Almighty Allah. We bring iman on you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our Islamic terminology, we call them Sahaba, we don't call them Tabi'een, we call them Mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen means they lived in the time of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, but Allah knows best. They did not see the Master alayhi salam, nor did they meet the Master alayhi salam, but they have a special rank greater than the Tabi'een and lower than Sahaba and Najashi and them fall in that category. Imagine the lesson we must take. Before embracing Islam, they were crying already. Oh, you South Africans, you know your history. It's month of Rabiul Awwal. You shouldn't be reading Siratul Mustafa only in Rabiul Awwal. You should be reading it every day. One is Siratul Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one is Fiqhu Sirah. The lessons we derive from the Hayat Tayyiba, from the Hayat Mubarakah of the Master alayhi salam. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is returning from Madina Munawwara, a place called Abwa, and there his mother Sayyida Amina passes away. You know when a mother passes away, how heartbroken you are. Therefore, Hadith Qudsi, قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل Allah says وأنا مع منكسر القلوب. My mercy, my rahmah, my help will be with those hearts that are totally broken to pieces because something has happened, like Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Allah's special mercy is with them. Allah's special divine assistance is with them because they are fighting all the odds. Remember that. Open the ahadith, you will find it. So carry on. Now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved mother passes away. Who takes custody of the master alayhi salam at that tender age? The African lady. The African lady tell the world Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for everyone. White, bare black, pink, yellow, green, any nationality, any ethnicity, for jinnat, for human being, for everybody. The African lady took custody. What's her name? Her name is Baraka. What's her kunya? Agdaman Umme Iman. She brought the Master alayhi salatu salam, cared for the Master alayhi salam day in Makkah Mukarrama. And when the Master alayhi salatu salam developed, would meet her, what would he address the African lady, O South Africans? You know your apartheid past in history. He, rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would call her, Ummi, ba'da Ummi. Oh, ya Umma Iman, you are my mother, after my biological mother, for the African lady. Go to Wafatun Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, open Sahih Muslim. After the demise of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq, they are called Shaykhain, the greatest companions of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, the greatest people to walk on this earth after all Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, alayhi salatu salam. They said, let us go and visit Umme Ayman, the African lady. When they went there, she was weeping, crying. They said, ya Umme Ayman, don't cry so much, you're making us also cry. The Master alayhi salam is gone to a better place. She said, I know the Master alayhi salam is gone to a better place. I don't cry only because the Master alayhi salatu salam demise takes place. While the Master alayhi salam was in this temporary world in our midst, then there was a link and a connection and a nexus between al-arsh wal-farsh, between the heavens and the earth. But now with the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the Master alayhi salam is gone. Inna al-wahya qadin qata'a. But wahi also has stopped. They never only loved the Master alayhi salam, they loved the wahi also that used to come to the Master alayhi salam. Understand what is Islam, my brothers. When Sahaba used to receive, listen to the new verses that were revealed on the Master alayhi salam. Quran says, yastabshirun. They were rejoicing. Another verse is revealed. Me and you, we read Taraweeh behind this imam. We say this imam is wasting our time here. What you say? You Hafiz? You? Inshallah, they all becoming Hafiz. So you see, when you grow up, then the people, they're going to tell you, you mustn't read Taraweeh. You must read Ferrari. So what you will read, Taraweeh or Ferrari? You read Ferrari. So that is our trouble, you see. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town and go, finish it. Who got time for Mawlana read now, Subhanallah, Mawlana Mahmood. Your Qari Salot, where's Qari Salot? Mawlana Salot is your dada. Your dada? Your family. I read Taraweeh once behind Mawlana Salot. Yeah, in 76 when I came from Karachi. You had to be a fit person to read behind him. MashaAllah. But not one mistake you would read. Huh? MashaAllah. Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus. You read very well, MashaAllah. So my brothers, I'm telling you about Quran Sharif. Let's come down. People came to Khulafa'i Rashideen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, and asked them one by one, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat in the Quran Sharif inspired you the most? They went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, Khalifatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asked him, what did he say? Me and you read the ayat 100 times, 1,000 times. But see the tafsir he made. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Sani Asnain said, Kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Say ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone practices on their own disposition. Ya Allah, we are human beings. You said, wa khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa. We are created weak. We commit sins daily. We commit vices daily. But you are ghafoor. You are ghafar. We will commit sins daily and you will forgive daily. See how much inspiration he took from that verse. They went to Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu and asked him, which ayat inspired you the most? He said, Ghafiri Zambi wa Qabili Tawb. Allah Ta'ala said that Allah forgives the sins. Allah accepts the tawbah and repentance. Then he spoke about punishment. He went to Sayyidina Usman Dhu Nurain and asked him, which ayat inspired you the most? Ya Usman radiallahu anhu warda. He said, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafoorur rahim. He said, Allah said, He is ghafoor. He will forgive our sins. He will expunge it from our book of deeds. And He is rahim, very, very merciful. Then he spoke about punishment. They went to Sayyidina Ali, Fatih Khaybar, Haydar Qarrar, radiallahu anhu arda. Asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what you say? See the answer, kitna pyara jawab he gave. Chapter 39, verse 53. Chapter 39, verse 53. A message for me and you. He said, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah is saying, oh my beloved servants, you went beyond the limits, you committed almost every type of crime. We all are guilty. Somebody committed the worst crime, somebody committed major crime, other committed different crime. But criminals and sinners we all are, whether we like it or not. But la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Allah se kabhi na umeed mat hona. We can lose hope in people. Never lose hope and become disillusioned and do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Imagine. Cry to Allah when we speak to Allah in our dua. We say, Wa'adakh, chapter 7 verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whereas you, Ya Allah, you alone, who are the most merciful one to show mercy. Which is the ayat you love the most? When you are feeling down, out, you don't know where to turn to. It seems the whole world is turned against you. We were very young when I completed Hifz with the grace mercy of Allah Jalla Wala by my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia Hafizullah. Tomorrow I have appointment with Hafiz Ab inshaAllah. So we were Hafiz boys, naughty, you know. Sometimes we got wuzu, sometimes no wuzu, we touch Quran, you know, children. We knew that masla. What masla? That we touch Quran, there's no sin upon us. We're not baligh. See, we also became big, big muftis, you understand? Yeah. We're not baligh, what you talking, you understand? We make wuzu, is alright. We don't make wuzu, also is alright. All shortcuts, loopholes, you know, from small age, you know. So all that, so what I was telling you now, so we, the Hifz boys, we used to ask one another, which ayat you like, which ayat you like? We don't know Arabic. So any ayat, so they ask me, which ayat you like? So I used to say, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Then when we start learning Arabic, I say, Subhanallah. Chapter 22, verse 78, the last verse of Surah 22, 17 Jews, Surah Hajj. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ Allah is the best protector. وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ Allah is the best helper. So we have certain verses in the Quran, your favorite verses, and in that way, inshallah, Allah will elevate you. You'll heard of Sheikh Mahmoud, you read about Sheikh Mahmoud, Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husri. We met him also, we read Salat behind him also. One day was in Hajj, then they called him there where the Muazzin renders the Adhan in Haram Sharif in Makkah, and he read Quran Sharif live. And only few people were performing tawaf because everybody wanted to listen to him. Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri is a young boy. His grandfather, somebody saw a dream that now the grapevine, all the juice, all is coming out. They went to the Mashayikh over 100 years ago to Azhar. That time Azhar had Awliyaullah. Nowadays Allah knows best. So he said that this dream got a very powerful meaning interpretation. Who is the intelligent youngster in this family? So they said this youngster. They brought Mahmoud. They looked at him and said yes. Why they call Husri? At that time in Fustat. Fustat is the old name of Qahira, of Egypt. So remember that the people used to travel and so forth. So when they used to stop, they used to run and give them the carpet and musallas. Read salat on there, don't read on the dust and coming in your face. So Husri, Hasir, Husr. So that's why they call the Husri family. His name was Mahmoud Khalil, Rahimahullah. So he became Hafiz, he became Qari, he became Muqri. Now Allah wants to show what is Quran, my brothers. أول من سجد القرآن برواية الحفص أول من سجد القرآن برواية قالون أول من سجد القرآن بروايات مختلفة The first person to record the entire Quran on the media those days, if you go to Medina Munawwara, then you will get the old CDs and you will hear how they used to read those days. And Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri was the first person. أَوَّلُ مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي الْبَيْتِ الْأَبْيَضِ The first person to read Quran in the White House was Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. أَوَّلُ مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ فِي الْأَقْوَامِ الْمُتَّحِدَةِ فِي الْأُمَمِ الْمُتَّحِدَةِ The first person to read Quran in the United Nations was Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil Husri. When Allah wants to give you izzat, nobody can take it away. Jamal, the Arabs, they say Gamal. It's Jim, but they make Gamal, you know. So Gamal and Jamal, they make, you understand, and all. So Jamal Abdul Nasir is the president of Egypt. So one day he went to Russia. He had good ties with Russia. So they took Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad with him. So everybody suit and tie, and Sheikh Abdul Basit got his jubba and kubba and all, you know, all these things. So the Russians also asked, who is he? He said, no, just now you will see who is he. Don't worry about him. So after they had discussions and all that, now they went into recess, you see, break. So they say, okay, break, what must we do? Now we drink water, we drink juice, all that, you know how it is. These are all hardcore communists. Never mind religion, they don't even believe in Allah, you must remember that. So now, Gamal, we use the Egyptian term, is Jamal. So Nasir told him, read. So he read Quran. So after 15 minutes or so, they told him, stop. When, if you saw Abdul Basit, we met him in Zumat Allah's help. When Basit reads, he closes his eyes and his hands, and you know they got their style. So they told him, stop. When he looked, these Russians are all crying. They don't know one word of Arabic. They don't believe in Allah. For what you crying? The people who need it. They said this man is reading and something is impacting on our heart. There's something happening here inside. That is Quran Sharif, my brothers, understand. Even the non-Muslim will be impacted by understand, is the greatest gift. So Almighty Allah has conferred upon this Ummah. Now supper time, my nephew Ismail, Maulana Ismail, he brought two Palestinians, mashallah. So I was having supper with them and asking them, from where are you? Then I was telling them, we are speaking Arabic, mashallah. So they know a little bit English, but they know a little bit not so good. But anyway, so they say they come from Madinatul Khalil. They come from Hebron, you see. So that is where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, their honorable spouses. So I told them I visited Khalil 5 times. They got a shock, you know. I said, no, I've been Palestine with Allah's help 5 times. But the Jutlas say, I can't come now. You know, they're not Jutlas. Therefore, we want to slaughter. They are circumcised, but they're not circumcised properly. We want to circumcise them properly. Well, see, that's why we say Hamas. You see, that Jutlas can't say Hamas. You must hear when they speak. They say Hamas. They make the ha a ha. So that you must hear when they say Hamas. You see, so because they used to khinzir, you know, so that. So anyway, just carry on. You must remember. So I was telling them this. So I told them, what should you know about Gaza? They told me, I knew that, but I just said what? He said, there's one place there, we call it Darul Quran. I want all of you to listen to this. And you, my mother's sisters, I want you to listen to it attentively. So remember, he said, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, there's a place called Darul Quran. More than 20,000 people are hafiz of Quran. It's called Madinatul Hufaz. That Ismail Haniya, his father was a Waliullah Buzruk Sufi, and he told them in those days already, in every household we want one hafiz minimum. For what you think they're taking on Israel? You think the Arab governments are helping them? You think the Muslim governments are helping them? They're helping Israel. It is Ruhani Taqat, that spiritual strength that is helping them and assisting them. And when they lose their children, they stay say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, the struggle continues. Our leaders are who? Our leaders are Ismail Haniya. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ لَنْ نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلِ Our leader Ismail Haniya said, we will never ever recognize Israel. Our leader Yahya Sinwar said, you Netanyahu, you will see what will happen, that you will curse the day your mother gave birth to you. You saw last week Saturday what he did? 750,000 Jutlas came out and marched against Netanyahu. He said, when I finish with you, Netanyahu, the next one I'm coming for is Ibn Salman. For you, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, you next on the list. Who can speak like that on the world media? Today, Abu Ubaidah said to the world, he said, my Palestinians, go to Aqsa and each one of you make the intention of i'tikaf. You are my youth, you are my youngsters, you are my mothers, my sisters. You don't have to go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina now if you already perform Hajj and Umrah. Go to Aqsa, Al-Aqsa Yunadik. Aqsa is calling you. That yesterday, day for yesterday, Jujutla, the shaitans, you must remember, they made a cartoon and around it there's flames. They say, we're coming to burn Aqsa. We can see what the Muslims are going to do. Are we all asleep? Aqsa is crying. Who is going to give their life? Who is going to give their money? People are going. Your families are going. Give everyone $1,000. Give everyone zakat. Give everyone lillah. Give everyone interest. Whatever money you got. So we must show our solidarity with Aqsa. If we never did anything for Aqsa, what good are we? I'm asking you, what good are we? Maymuna binti Sa'd, Sahih Hadith in Musnad Ahmad and Ibn Majah. She came to the Master alayhi salatu salam and said, Aftina fi bayt al-Maqdis ya Rasulallah. Aftina fi bayt al-Muqaddas ya Rasulallah. Our Arab scholars say bayt al-Maqdis. Our India Park scholars say bayt al-Muqaddas. Both ways is fine. You give us the fatwa and verdict, Ya Rasulullah, regarding Baytul Maqdis. What did he, the Master, alayhi salam, say? Ya Ardul Mahshar wal Manshar, you will be resurrected there. If we did nothing, what will happen on that day when we stand there, my brothers? Did we even think about that? Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu salam, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, used to beg and cry to Allah, Ya Allah, let me pass away. Bi ramyi hajarin, a stone's throw away from Aqsa. Anbiya were born. Milad Mubarak took place there, like Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Anbiya were buried there and so forth. So remember, it's one of the holiest places. First Makkah Mukarramah, then Medina. Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. So it is a time for us to rise up, and we should show our solidarity with them. Hurriya, Tahrir, liberation is coming very soon, inshallah. What is our contribution to the liberation of Aqsa al-Mubarak, to Palestine itself? That is the question we should be asking ourselves. Let's come to the awliyaullah. I spoke about the Master alayhi salam, I spoke about Sahaba. Let's come to awliyaullah. You children, you're listening? Huh? You must learn Quran like this, all of you who are hafiz, alright? So there was one waliullah. His name was Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami saw a dream Thursday night. He's going to the church. Friday night, he's going to the church. Saturday night, three consecutive nights. Said, no, this dream means something. Me and you mustn't try this. Awliyaullah, they got their own understanding. So Sunday came, he camouflaged himself, little bird. He landed up in the church. He was a backbencher, if you know politics. He sat in the last serve. So now the pastor came, the priest came. So he also maybe saw a dream. So he chamchas, you know, he spies and all khadims. They told him, sir, start. Everybody is waiting. He said, no, I can't start today's sermon. See, what you mean you can't start? He said, today in this crowd there's a Muslim. Who's the Muslim? Please come in front. So now his cover is blown. So Hazrat Bayazid picked up his hand. He said, yes, I'm Muslim. He said, please come in front. So he came. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. Surah 2, verse 282. The priest said, the pastor said, pay attention, that I'm going to ask you questions. The proviso is this: every question I pose to you, you must only answer from the Quran. Either udar ki baate nahi, not from here and there. All from Quran. I'm flying through it quick. So, total silence in the church. Priest asks, Bayazid answers, rahimahullah. Who is one and not two? Qul huwallahu ahad. Allah is one and not two. What is two and not three? Waqtilafil layli wal nahar. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? Wasiya kursiyu samawati wal ard. The kursi of Allah. Allah alone knows. Thumma istawal al arsh. The arsh of Rahman. The throne of Almighty Allah. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. The pen which Almighty Allah commanded to write everybody, everything's destiny. What is four and not five? Al kutubul arba'ah. Torah, Zabur, Injil, Quran. He read all the relevant verses. What is five and not six? Wa aqimis salata tarafay an-nahari wa zulafan min al-layl. Aqimis salata li duluki shamsi ila ghasaqi al-layl. So the times of salat he read. What is six and not seven? Khalaqna samawati wal arda fi sittati ayyam wa ma massana min lughub. I, Allah, created this entire universe in 6 days. No fatigue, no tiredness, no exhaustion touch me. What is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah created seven heavens and skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. And he said, on the day of Qiyamah, angels will carry the arsh of Rahman. Mirbank is very nice place. So he asked, what is nine and not ten? So here in Mirbank, Spingo Beach, 99 people, here for tea, come here for tea, all that. So Allah says there was a town, Antakya, Antioch, nowadays in Turkey. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْتِ يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There were nine people there, all troublemakers, mischief makers. So it's amazement. Look at this man, how he's answering. It's like the paper leaked. You know, in South Africa, always something is leaking. You know? Today, Gordon also, he died. You see, a lot of things were leaking there also, when he was Minister of Finance. Anyway, so then what happens is this. So he asks, what is 10 and not 11? Tilka ashratun kamila. So when you go for Hajj, now pesa khalas, too much shopping. So you must keep 10 fast. You see. So he asked, what is 11 and not 12? He said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, I see 11 stars. He said, what is 12 and not 13? He said, chapter 9, verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri indallah isna ashara shahra, 12 lunar months. The priest said, you answered all right, 100%. So even he knew what's going on. Otherwise, how can he say everything is right? If you ask today's Muslim, the wuzu will break, what will happen? What do you think? So he said that you answered everything right. I've got two more questions. I've got two more questions for you. But remember the proviso, you must answer from the Quran. He said, I'm fine. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. You have taqwa, Allah show you. So he said, who was that person? He was buried in the grave, and the grave was going round and round and round, and he came out alive from that grave. He said, very easy. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ The fish swallowed him. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمِ And then the fish cast him out, threw him out. After 3 days, 40 days, whatever it is, the some ulama say three. Said correct. He said, final ultimate question. Which is that strip of land, piece of land? The sun did not shine there before that day. The sun did not shine there after that day. Only one day it was shining on that piece of land. He said, Quran teaches us. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was commanded by Allah that these people, the Pharaoh, like if you know apartheid time, when it was Christmas time, the Buddha would get totally drunk in New Year's time, you know, wine, dine and swine, you know. Yeah, they're going to have a jol, they're going to have a party. So the Pharaoh and them that night was a big party, properly wine, dine and swine. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam was commanded by Allah, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبُونَ Take out the people from bondage, and night time take them out. These people are drunk, don't worry about them. So they left. But now when they woke up, meaning that the people, these people woke up, they saw all the people gone. And they are going. Suddenly they see the ocean in front, and then they hear the horses galloping there. This is Ya Musa alayhi salam. Inna la mudrakun. Big problem. Ocean in front, they behind. He said, Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi. Allah will help us out. So what must you do now, Musa alayhi salam? Allah said, Fadrib. Take your stick and your asa and hit and strike the ocean. He struck the ocean. And then the water receded, the land appeared, and then now they're going to cross. What time they crossing? You read Ishraq Salah today. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ Mushrik with a kaf, non-Muslim, worshipping idols. Mushrik with a kaf is when the sun is rising. So now when the water receded and the sand and the land appeared and the sun was rising, shining on that piece of land, O Musa alayhi salam, you the people Bani Israel cross now. The Pharaoh is coming, he told his people, I did this. Obviously he was lying. When he came, the water met and then finished history. So see, he answered all 14 questions. The people are amazed in the church. He said, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, priest, pastor, I want to say Pope, you know, so I got. Anyway, so when I asked the Pope, Pope, I want you to read one time the Bible in the original language, from cover to cover, by memory, by heart. So the answer came there, there's no hope for the Pope. There's no hope for the Pope. Which Pope can read? I'm asking. We can bring million people, male, female, adult children. We ask the Jutlas. You understand? I told Chief Rabbi of Israel, read. He told me you're anti-Semite. He told me, AK, you're a terrorist. They can't answer our question, they'll call us all funny names. You see that? You understand these things here. It's the greatest miracle. So carry on. So he, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, said, you ask me 14 questions, I beg your indulgence. Can I ask you one question? He said, go ahead. He said, Ma huwa miftahul jannah? Jannat ki kunji kya hai? Jannat ki chabi kya hai? What is the key of paradise? Fabuhita alladhi kafar, he couldn't answer. He just looked down. So then he told the priest, the pastor, okay, you're not answering. Should I give the answer? He said, yes, go ahead. So he read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Muhammadan Abdul Rasulu. So the whole congregation said, our priest, our pastor, our pope, good for nothing, hopeless, useless. Rather, we also become Sulman. We become Muslim. So they all start reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasul. But these are awliya Allah. They went there and made them Muslim. You will go there, you will see one nice chick there, you will stay inside. So you must remember. You will say, I don't know what he'll argue. You see, yeah. That's why it's not permissible for you to go there and all that. You understood now? Chalo, mashallah, my time is up, exhausted. Kahan hai hamara Hafiz Sahab? Where is the Hafiz Sahab? All Patel Jalsa, I like what Mohana is. Come by. So here we got Hafiz Asrarul Haq Patel. Then we got Mohana Abdul Haq Patel. And Ustad ji kahan hai? Mohammed Patel. Aye. Is your people's day way? Aye, Ustad. All the Patels, come, Maulana. Come here, boys. Our Hafiz Sahib will read now. Hafiz Sahib, short time is going, eh? Don't read the whole, just read one surah too. See, Khatmul Quran. When the youngster finishes Quran, Allah is so pleased with him. Chapter 15, verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah's one attribute is Hafiz. Allah say, you by heart at my kitab, I take my attribute, my quality, and I transfer it to you. Now he is Asrarul Haq. Bita Asrarul Haq? So Asrarul Haq. Now he becomes Hafiz Asrarul Haq. Allah's attribute comes to him. See. Allah says, you know when he did this, pull, oh you children, come, you small ones, come, tomorrow is your jalsa, come here you small one. All you small ones, come here. Next time, Ismail, I want 10 youngsters to be Hafiz here. Only some are here. So, Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. When you know the Quran, you learn the Quran, you teach the Quran, is better than all the minerals, gold, silver, and lithium, and whatever. Everything you accumulated, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. So today, Imam Nawawi, Allama Nawawi writes, in Kitabul Azkar, when the Hafiz is to complete the Quran Sharif, minimum 4,000 angels come just to say Ameen, Ameen. What a great occasion, my brothers. So inshallah, our Hafiz Asrarul Haq will read now. He's the son of Maulana Abdul Haq, and the Ustad is Maulana Muhammad. All Patel Jis, you understand? So we got a lot of Patels here, mashallah. Do you read? Read one short surah and make some time is going back.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الله أكبر الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
ما شاء الله. هذا ختم القرآن. مولانا عبد الله فرمى. So inshallah we'll make dua now. It's a momentous occasion. Everybody turn to Allah Jalla Wala. All our duas will be accepted inshallah Aziz.
Mawlana Ismail, you brought the book for him. I must give it to him. It's a gift for you inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu wa lakal mulku kullu biyadika al-khayr innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا يا الله make us من الفائزين عند ختم القرآن. يا الله make us كامياب because of the barakah of ختم القرآن. يا الله give shifa to those who are ill because of the Khatmul Quran. Ya Allah, those who passed away, Ya Allah, our near and dear ones, our shuhada and martyrs in Gaza, in Sudan, in Kashmir, in all parts of the world, Ya Allah, it's Khatmul Quran. Ya Allah, you promised us you will accept our duas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, inki baal baal maghfirat farma dijiye, inki pasmandagan ko, family khandan walo ko sabre jameel ata farma dijiye. Ya Allah, give our mujahideen, our Hamas, our jihad Islami كاميابي. اللهم اجعلهم من الفائزين يا رب العالمين. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسري الحساب وهازم الأحزاب. اهزمهم اهزم اليهود اهزم الأمريكيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين ببركة ختم القرآن يا رب العالمين. ودس ختم القرآن يا الله. Protect all our مساجد حرم شريف مكة مكرمة مسجد نبوي مسجد الأقصى all our مساجد يا رب العالمين. Ya Allah, make our children hafiz Quran. Ya Allah, make them the khadim of Quran. Allah, mastakhdimna wa la tastabdilna. Ya Allah, use us for your deen. Ya Allah, do not take it away from us, our families, because of our vices and sins. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this youngster completed the Quran. Hafiz Asrarul Haq, Ya Allah. Reward his asatiza, Mawlana Muhammad Patel. Reward his parents, Mawlana Abdullah Patel and family. Reward all his teachers who taught him from Alif Bata Sa Alif Bete Se Ya Rabbal Alameen. Those in his family who has passed away, in Kibal Bahal Maghfirat Farma Dije. Ya Allah, all our teachers, those who are alive, grant them Siha and Afia Ya Rabbal Alameen. Those who passed away, grant them all Jannat Al Firdaus Al A'la. Ya Allah, let us make Qadr of our teachers Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah, you said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Ya Allah, you protect the Quran through us, Ya Allah. Inside this great, great opportunity. I was today there in Amzinto and after Jummah, and then I went to the Da'watul Haq Madrasa. 150 students in one institution, everyone learning Quran, becoming Hafiz. Allah protect all our madrasas, all our darulums, all our institutions. Ya Allah, humko khuddam bana de. Make us the khadim of your Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. Ya Allah, let our last breath be the recitation of the noble Quran. Allahumma jal khayra ayamina yawman alqaqa fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladatan nazar ila wajhikal kareem. Ya Allah, we beg of you, we saw makhluk, we saw cities, we saw countries, we saw continents. Now we have shock and desire to see you, O our beloved Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma zukna shafaat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ye tuti puti dua ko kabul farma dijiye. Aap hi ka kalam hai, ya Rabbal Alameen. Hamare dua ko kabul farma dijiye. Isko tukrana nahi, ya Allah. Do not reject it, ya Allah. Bi barakati inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tubalina innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, our brothers, sisters, children going to the Haramain Sharifain for Umrah, for Ziyarat, those going to Aqsa al-Mubarak, make their journey safely, Ya Allah. Take them safely, Ya Allah. Accept them, Ya Allah. Accept the Mujahideen, Ya Allah, and remove all these enemies, Ya Allah, if there's no hidayat for them. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin wa man walahum, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri mustada minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Allahumma istajib du'aana, Allahumma istajib du'aana. Ya Allah, mere dua tuti puti ko kabul farma dijiye. Ya Allah, they are youngsters, yeah. Ya Allah, they also want to become hafiz. Ya Allah, fulfill their hopes and aspirations. Ya Allah, they are old people, yeah, they are crying. Ya Allah, today our son, our grandson has become a hafiz. We remember our near and dear ones on this Mubarak occasion, Ya Allah. Accept us all for your deen, Ya Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin, amin, amin.